Welcome to another edition of Clearing Customs, a weekly radio feature which highlights much-needed information about customs policies and procedures. I'm your host, Dania Beckford. This week, we'll be continuing our discussion on the role of the Post-Clearance Audit Unit at Jamaica Customs with a focus on the incentives branch of that unit. My guest is Ms. Joan Jones, supervisor in the Post-Clearance Audit Unit. Welcome, Ms. Jones.
Thank you for having me, Dania.
Now, tell us, what is the role of the incentives branch of the Post-Clearance Audit Unit?
The unit was established to monitor and manage persons, organizations, and different sectors who receive a tax benefit or concessions from the government of Jamaica.
Okay. Now, what is classified as an incentive as it relates to the tasks that your unit carries out?
An incentive is any benefit in the form of a tax reprieve that is granted to an importer by the government of Jamaica.
Okay, and now tell me about some of the different types of incentives that are monitored by your unit.
There's a wide range of incentives. You have like the manufacturers, the hotels and attractions that would fall under the tourism sector. You have government institutions that benefit from incentives too. You have box set and even the motor vehicle concession, the 20% that is given to civil servants. Those are the things that we monitor.
Okay. Now, tell me about some of the penalties involved in breaches of incentives.
Okay. Let me use an example of a manufacturer of syrup. We have a sugar regime where persons are given an allocation on a yearly basis of sugar. And say the manufacturer of syrup, he was given an allocation based on his production for 2013 of 500 metric tons. And when we, the incentive unit, goes in now and we look at his records, his production records, and we look at his facility, and then we realize that his capacity is 100 metric tons. And then he gets all the 500, which doesn't usually happen. And then we will say to him at the end of the year, what did you do with the 400? And he says to us, I made syrup, but he has no proof of it. He would have to pay all the duties for the 400 metric tons of sugar that he did not use. Then we would consider taking him off the regime, so he would lose his benefit.
Okay. How has the omnibus legislation affected some of the incentives that importers receive?
As you know, Dania, it is a new legislation. It was implemented January 1st, 2014. The concept of the legislation is to get all the acts from the different sectors under one umbrella, hence the name omnibus. 11 acts have been repealed. The changes with the omnibus legislation will cause different sectors to benefit, and at the same time, they'll lose some of their benefits. For example, the hotels, they had the Hotel Incentives Act, which would give them a 10-year incentive if you're a new hotel. After that 10-year incentive is up, you don't benefit anymore unless you put on like 10% rooms or you do some form of construction. Under this act, it's now open. They don't have that 10-year limitation that they had before. So it is good for them in that way.
We have come to the end of this week's program. My guest was Ms. Joan Jones, supervisor of the incentives branch of the Post-Clearance Audit Unit at Jamaica Customs. Join us next week where we will learn more about the operations of Jamaica Customs. Until then, I invite you to visit our website at www.jacustoms.gov.jm where you can access live help by clicking on the live help link or via our 24-hour quick response team at quick.response@jacustoms.gov.jm or call us at 1-888-CUSTOMS for more information. I am Dania Beckford.
The proceeding was brought to you in time allowed for government broadcasts.